Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 136 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. Just a quick reminder that you can download and subscribe to the podcast from the Apple Podcast app or from iTunes. That way your feed will be automatically updated when we release podcasts, but you can also listen to us on many other streaming services such as Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, all those other ones. So please, even Spotify, please rate and review our podcast if you have a spare 30 seconds and help us reach more theater lovers out there around the globe. And now for this week's podcast. And we're going to go a little bit off piece this week. We're going to give you three of the Bard's finest works as you have never heard them before. Now, many years ago, I was in Renew Shakespeare Company. I've mentioned that before on this podcast, maybe too much. Who knows? But one of my colleagues there, Mikey O'Connor, fantastic actor, very, very funny guy, somebody that I play in a crazy little comedy cover band called the Usurps. Well, we started a little project where we wanted to take classic literature, and turn it into palatable short versions that you'd hear around a campfire, kind of in the vein of Renew Shakespeare Company, just a little bit different. But we wanted to do it like including folk songs as well. So, I mean, listen, there's not much more of an intro I can give. You know, this is something we started. We did a few of them, and I think we should just dive in. And let you hear a few of them. So let's start off with one of Shakespeare's most accessible and most performed shows around the world every year, Romeo and Juliet. And we did it as a little country and western ditty. Have a listen.
Now listen up, the lovers, to this tale of woe about an Italian boy by the name of Romeo. Wanted to see how much tail he could get, but he never should have messed with a girl called Juliet.
Juliet!
Family hated hers and her family hated his, but he saw her at a party and he said,
Jay Whiz!
That's the girl I gotta have, gonna ask her to dance, but his friends all said,
boy, keep it in your pants!
In the pants!
Young Juliet, she offered her honor, she honored her offer and he spent the night on her. Nurse said, girl, hate to burst your bubble, but you just bought yourself a boatload of trouble.
Trouble!
Best friend got killed by Juliet's cousin. The cousin kicked the bucket when he got a sword run through him. Romeo could banish Juliet, went to bed, and she took the friar's potion to pretend that she was dead.
Dead.
Romeo stabs Paris and committed suicide. And Juliet awoke, saw his body by her side. She snapped herself, and as she died, her love she confessed. Don't recommend this play. You just end up depressed.
Depressed.
Down in the dumps.
Down in the dumps.
Feeling blue.
Feeling blue.
Next, why not? A quick fire version of Henry V, written by Mikey. Now, the way we kind of approached this was, well, think of C-3PO taking the Ewoks through the tail of the Star Wars trilogy up to that point on the eve of the Battle of Endor, you know? And I think that you might just get the picture. Go with me. You'll understand what I mean. Here you go.
Henry V is about this guy called Henry. Duh. Henry V used to be a real party animal back at his dad's play, Henry IV.
We really love that name in my family.
Shush! But in Henry V, he becomes all serious and intense and blows off his old party friends, one of whom is so heartbroken he drops dead. Those must have been some good parties. It starts with two clergymen trying to stop the new king from stealing some of their land, so they tell him to go and claim some land in France because, let's face it, nobody likes the French.
You're all just jealous of our personal hygiene.
Anyway, Henry makes a claim to the French.
Hey, give me some land.
And the Dauphin, the French prince, says,
go and play tennis or something, you silly king.
Right? You're snail food. So after killing off some nasty traitors who were hanging around, Henry sails to France with his army and attacks the town of Harfleur.
Once more under the breach, dear friends. Once, but what? What is it?
What the hell's a breach?
Shut up and charge.
Charge!
Henry conquers the city of Harfleur while Shakespeare makes some splendid Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman jokes.
An Englishman, Irishman, and Scotsman are laying siege to this city, right? And
But Henry decides he's a bit tired and should go back to England for the winter. Meanwhile, he's really managed to piss the French off. King Charles VI of France says,
what's the heck are we doing? We have more soldiers than this English king. Go and kill them.
And so this huge mamma jamma army of French guys zip off to do battle with the outnumbered and exhausted English guys at a place called Agincourt. The English army are a bit depressed, so Henry cheers them up by disguising himself as a regular Joe and sneaks around the English camp telling jokes to everyone.
This Englishman, Irishman, and Scotsman are hopelessly outnumbered by these French guys, right?
Meanwhile, over in the French camp, the Dauphin and all his friends are making fun of the English and singing rude songs at them.
We've got moments and you do, and you're wetting your panties.
So the next day, before the battle starts, Henry gives this really inspiring speech.
B-R-O-T-H-E-R-N-S, what are we? We're brothers. Yay, a band of brothers. Yay!
And then the English army goes out and totally kicks the French army's ass.
You're not singing anymore!
And so Henry is victorious and winds up marrying the French king's daughter, so that his son will be both king of England and France. To find out what happened next, check out the sequel to Henry V.
Henry VI. This time it's personal.
And finally, we were looking to see what kind of musical inspiration we could throw at Hamlet. And, you know, with its heavy themes of patricide, incest, greed, suicide, corruption, you know, I can go on and on and on. There was nobody better to turn to than Bob Dylan. So here's Mikey giving his best Dylan.
Yeah, this is called Hamlet, the folk song. Here's a little tale of death and woe. About a prince called Hamlet that you all ought to know. His dad came back as a heavily armored ghost and said, son, I was killed by your uncle Claudio, yeah. Hamlet says, well, shoot, I should have known. And he married my mama just to get up on the throne. A plan for revenge is what I need to grow. So I'll act loopy till I strike the final blow. Yeah, final blow. So our hero does his best to act crazy, making long-winded speeches like to be or not to be. Tells poor Ophelia to head her ass down to a nunnery. And as the players play a play to rattle the king and queen, but mainly to rattle the king, yeah. Hamlet gets called up to his mama's room. Polonius behind the arras, Hamlet doesn't have a clue. Polonius starts yelling, but Hamlet runs him through. And this is the act that will seal poor Hamlet's doom. By his tragic destiny, so to speak. Laertes shows up, boy, he's mad as hell. His daddy getting stabbed and his sister drowned as well. He plots with the king, I really hate to tell, to kill Hamlet in a so-called friendly duel with swordsmen. The contest starts, all handshakes and smiles, but the queen drinks the poison cup, off she goes and dies. Hamlet kills Laertes and Claudius so it can make you cry. Hamlet, poisoned by the sword, falls down there and dies. He falls down there and dies.
So, there you go. Hopefully those versions of the Bard's Classics will help you understand them a little bit better if you're a student. Please, you know, by all means, listen to them, but do not reference them in any exams. Do so at your own peril. The music there by yours truly, Mikey O'Connor, and the lyrics by Adam Long. Now, before I go, if you're a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. Create an account with an email address, a cool password, and away you go. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, at Curtain Call. And you can follow me at John Schwab, J-O-H-N-S-E-H-W-A-B. And if you got something to say, DM me. Get up in my DMs. I think that's what the cool kids say these days. I'm not a kid. And I'm not cool. Listen, we'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or you can write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. Love to hear from you. It just leaves me to say that if you'd like to hear more of these crazy little condensed classics, let me know. You know, give us your suggestions, and I'll see what Mikey and I can do. Also, if you're looking to attend the best networking opportunity you're going to get all year, where you can rub shoulders with producers, general managers, stage managers, directors, writers, casting directors, you name it, they're going to be there. Basically, anyone you need to know to put on a show, then you need to go. I am Lin-Manuel today. Then you need to go to tppsuperconference.com and get your tickets today. We have partnered up with the producers, Perspective Super Conference, to give you a little bit of a discount. So don't forget to use the code CURTAIN19 in your checkout, which is all uppercase, and you'll get a little discount there. So book it and make sure you find us when you're over there in New York on the 16th and 17th of November. Thanks for listening to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.